This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Shout out to Claritin for sponsoring this episode and providing us with samples. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but if you are, allergies can wreck almost anything when they're happening. I have allergies all the time in like the spring, you know, whenever there's allergies around, and I use this, you should also use it too. It's as simple as that. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and, that's right, and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. All of those things I just said, it's like a cocktail for the worst thing you can imagine, but not being able to breathe, or that I'll get that thing where I go to sleep and then I wake up and I can breathe through one side of my face, but not the other. It's one of the worst feelings. And then when you blow your nose, you just can't because it feels like something's going to explode in there. That's where Claritin D is going to come in and help. So if you are ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that is really not letting on how hungover it is right now.
Yeah, you are. You just did.
With a dose of energy right off the top. People are like, wow, he's in rare form. What vim and what vigor? What's the other one? Viv. What viv?
Viv?
Viv.
Viv. What viv? Viv. David, viv. David likes the first viv. He doesn't like the second.
He doesn't like the second viv.
Yeah, viv.
He's anti. Mm. He's anti. Anti.
Anti.
He's anti. Anti. Anti.
And we almost didn't do this today. Look, it's already gold.
It's already gold. We are. I usually don't do this part. We are coming to you live. Well, we used to though, from Helium Comedy Club, but not in the way you're used to. There is a crowd. But it's made up entirely of my family members and only three of them. You know, three of the big ones, though. I'll tell you that.
You know what I realized is there's going to be more Carmels at my wedding than Jordans by a lot.
Is that true?
It's very true.
It's going to be lousy with them.
That's going to be a good sign then. You know, that's a good thing.
It's going to be all lousy with
You're going to have to Carmels. Come spray afterwards. There's going to be Carmels all over the place. I mean, for the love of God, how do I start this podcast? It's really escaping me. We're doing
here,
it.
We're at... the lobby, or we're in the showroom of Helium.
Yeah.
I got a tight cross.
Sean's rocking a tight cross.
Starting off high. I like that.
You guys can talk right off the bat. You don't need to wait for me to introduce you. This is the club that birthed us in many ways.
Well, it's with a Z in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, birthed me.
There it is. Yeah. What were you doing in Sioux Falls, South Dakota? You go down from North Dakota?
Born and raised. You want to do it, huh? Mm-hmm. You already told me that you're feeling weak today. So
I am feeling weak.
If it was going to happen, it's going to happen today.
Speaking of feeling weak, I'm standing outside of my hotel waiting for an Uber. Not 30 minutes ago.
That's more than 30 minutes
maybe
ago.
Maybe 35 minutes ago. It was probably about 35 minutes. And there's some schmuck driving like a prick. Or a prick driving like a schmuck.
some schmuck driving like a prick.
Or a prick driving like a schmuck. It's dealer's choice. And
a schmeckle of a driver.
A schmeckle
of
a schmeckle. He's like swerving all over the place and like honking. And I give him the finger. Because I don't know. Because I'm a schmuck and a prick too sometimes.
A schmuck standing like a prick.
I didn't even know. I didn't even really give him. I was just, what the fuck? Like, you know, like.
I've been in the car.
You've been in the car. And I'm standing there, though. And he.
Oh, you're standing there.
Stops, reverses.
Oh, no way. Shit.
And pulls up next to me.
On a busy street, too, by the way.
On a busy street. Uh-huh. Gets out of his car and, like, walks right up to me.
No, what a. Whoa. Which was that scary?
Not really.
That would terrify me because you're huge. For someone to do that, that means they. don't care.
Well, he hopped out.
He wanted all the smoke.
He hopped out, and I was like, he was like, what was up with that? I'm like, you're driving like a prick, man. I don't know. I guess I didn't think you were going to stop. I thought I was just like.
Did you say that?
Yeah. I was emotional. I guess like,
dude, you're driving like a prick. Fled. If someone's confidently coming back to a man your size, yeah. Gun. Oh, there's a gun involved.
Yeah, you think, man, he was in a Beamer, and like, I don't know. He was dressed in a bunch of streetwear, so I wasn't really that scared.
He was a prick for sure.
And then he was, so we bantered a little bit back and forth. He was getting in my face, but I was not really backing up at all.
Did your heart rate
It did go up,
no.
I was like,
did you have him?
If it came down to it? I also had the higher ground because I was up on the curb.
Was he a big boy or was he?
No, he was a slight. He was a slight lad.
Those scare me worse. I know. I'd rather fight a big dude than a tiny. Oh, yeah,
because he might hit you like in weird ways you don't know about. Uh-huh. And when you shit yourself and fall over. Yeah.
And then in the story afterwards, you're either a bully or you're part of his legend. Mm-hmm. It's a lose-lose when you fight.
I guess
a little
it is
guy.
A lose-lose.
Yeah.
But I'm like, we're not going to fight. Come on, man. Like, we're not going to fight. I'm not going to fight you. Mm-hmm. And he like pulled this like, I'm from Chicago.
Did he?
You can't fuck with me like that. I'm from Chicago. And then like.
Where are you from? Cabrini Green?
It's always Chicago? So silly to me. Like, it's like, maybe you are. And in which case, that was very silly. He referred to himself as a headbuster, which is like.
A headbuster from Chicago?
Yeah.
That sounds like somebody that would be opening for ICP.
We're about to have a crucial conflict right now.
But like, people fight everywhere. That's so silly. Like, people act like there's three places where people fight.
It'd almost be tougher if you're like, I'm from Beersford, Iowa.
Yeah,
like,
I
bet you fight every day, don't you?
You know, fuck, I'm from Tallahassee. I'd be like, what does that mean? I don't know.
I punch gators, motherfucker. Yeah. That's what that means.
I'm from Chicago. I'm pretty used to like unreasonable rent and high
rent. A lot of people, there's like some like interior designers from Chicago, you know what I mean? There's a whole spectrum of people.
Yeah, dude.
Chance the Rapper's from Chicago. Chance, he's wonderful.
He's a lovely guy.
I'm from Chicago.
He's a man of God.
Chance the Rapper.
I would in no way be intimidated if Chance the Rapper returned to me after yelling at him on the street.
No.
I would. He's spry. He's cut. You seen that kid?
I think he's got reach.
He's got some reach.
This guy, did he leave his door open?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I was focused on him.
It's crazy because it's like I would immediately go... I might even hit someone if they ran up to me like that. I'd be like, if you're going
to
start it.
Once I got in the Uber, it occurred to me, I was like, should I have? Like, no. But I'm like, I'm glad I didn't.
Wasn't your Uber driver.
That would have been great. all right, now can we end this?
I got to get where I'm going.
I got to get to a comedy club to do a podcast, which is a very tough thing to tell somebody.
I was in an Uber with Spliff Nugs last night, and the driver, I didn't even know what was going on. And the driver out of nowhere, she's like, this fucking guy. And starts flipping off the guy in back of us. And I was like, oh, it's like that, huh?
As an Uber driver.
Turns out we found out later, is a South Dakota girl. It's in the blood.
Complete sense.
We had a hot car going on. Three South Dakota souls in there.
You were saying something about Salt Lake City?
We were in Salt Lake one time with Adam. And we were at a house party. And he said something about some of these girls that were there. In like... one of those things that's a joke to us, but if somebody else hears it, they're like, what did you say about my girlfriend? Something like that. Like how we call everyone cowards. And they're like, if I call someone a coward who doesn't know me, they're like, fuck, do you call me?
Are you calling me a coward? You know, yeah.
So he said something about these girls and this dude comes up. He's like, what'd you say about my girl? He's like, oh, I don't know. They just look like... he said like shitty or something.
Yeah.
And this dude... Adam was eating... Something like he'll know more, but he's like, I don't know, they just look shitty.
Oh man, it's cool. She's just trash.
This was the Adam of days past, I assume. Yeah.
Well, no, he wasn't even there yet.
Okay.
And he's eating an ice cream cone, and this kid's like, man, I'll fill that ice cream cone with blood or something like that.
Whoa.
And we're like, whoa. And Adam's like, where are you from? He goes, I'm from everywhere. Yeah. And that was one of those where you're like, no, you're not. What are you fucking?
Parts unknown.
You the Dr. ice cream Manhattan? Cone with blood guy went and started Salt and Straw here in Portland.
Yeah, he's done quite well for himself.
Tasty.
And now they're everywhere, too. We are joined here in Helium Comedy Club.
We are here.
By a man who goes by Sean St. Clown Posse.
Boom.
Sean S. Jordan on Twitter. Sean Cougar Mel Jordan on Instagram.
I'm here. I'm right here.
We've seen a lot of those.
Yeah, a lot of those out there.
A lot of those.
The
mayor of Sioux Falls.
Man, I wish. Shane brought me up as the mayor of Sioux Falls the other night, and I was
pretty sick.
I want a key to the city.
You should get a key to the city.
I should get it. I don't know if they give them out, but whatever they give away to that city,
Y'all got doors there now?
Yeah. Nice. Three escalators, multiple doors. It's pretty much just beads hanging in doorways, but we call them doors.
Yeah. This is weird. I just have to say while we're recording this, it's weird because my sister, my soon-to-be brother, and my dad are here.
Your dad's
and
just,
my dad and I are
just,
basically making eye contact while we're recording.
I look back and he's just looking like, what?
Big Carms, dude.
You're getting the full panel.
Big Carmaceuticals over there. you'll be hearing from him later. So what's going on with you? What do you got coming up?
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing really. Oh, I'll be in Florida at the end of the month. I think in Tampa on the 28th
nice.
And then Orlando on March 1st with Doug Benson. And then that's about it. I'm going to go to the doctor here in Portland in a couple weeks to try to get anti-anxiety medication.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I'll be doing that if you want to go to the doctor and meet me.
Good. Yeah. look out for All Fantasy Everything in Texas.
Yeah, all right.
This will have been announced by then.
Cool.
I just don't have the date, so we'll do it on the anyway. So come fuck with us there.
You know what's fun is I've been writing lyrics for Too Thick.
Have you really?
Uh-huh. What?
I had Isaac send me the beat.
Oh my god!
And I was like, because I started writing my part, the deep voice.
We'll have to have it out by the two.
This is real. This shit is it's happening.
There's a beat for it.
There's a real beat for it. Isaac Lee made the beat.
Yeah, and he even said he's like, tell David and Ian to get on those fucking lyrics. So
we're getting on it.
Oh baby,
it's easy for me because I'm like, what am I going to do to make Laura think I'm busy today? One of us writing lyrics
for this parody R&B song.
Babe, I got to write these bars. Focus.
Not even the lyrics part, the talking over it part.
You're writing all your ad-libs right off the bat.
Adam Posse, also in the comedy club today.
Hello.
The Studio Come Comedy Club. What are your socials again? Is it just Adam Posse?
At ADMPASI on Instagram.
There it is.
And then Adam Posse everywhere else.
Beautiful cross-platform.
Do you ever add them? Like when you're tweeting at someone, do you ever add them, Posse? Add them?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Way better than
we're hungover, baby.
What was that? Did I hear a chuckle? Yeah. Someone back
here. She doesn't
thought
it like
that
she's chuckling at it, though. She doesn't.
My cross is so tight, but I'm also man spreading.
You're loose.
I got my arm as far as it'll
your
go.
Your contradictions.
It's the dooley, dude.
Making sure that Shane and I have at least a fathom between
just,
us, but I'm
enough,
also got
baby.
A tight
just
cross.
Enough.
Fathom is an arm's length.
Is so, that true?
That is true.
Wow. You know, I fathom posses every now and again. Now
you
that
ever
you bring
Adam
it up.
Fathom posses. Oh, see? That was good.
Damn.
That's wordplay.
Well, that's why you
that's
won this
wordplay.
Goddamn helium contest, and I didn't.
I won the first one.
Oh, I also took that.
I guess the only well, we'll get to that when we talk about him. But
that is the most salt I've ever seen come off of you, Sean.
You want to fight about it? Is that what you want to do?
Tight cross.
Hell yeah.
Cross keeps getting tighter.
It's yeah, dude.
You're gonna do that thing where you hook your back foot behind the leg again.
What,
pretty
what
soon.
Scrotum?
Give me a kill them.
really trying to avoid condoms post marriage with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Giving yourself there'll be a vast difference in your vast deference. You know what I mean?
They're firing on.
I won one recently.
Yeah, I know. I saw it. It's on the floor most of the time.
Got to hold the house down. What? So this will come out a week from Thursday. What do you got coming up?
Aside from stuff, you just find out a thing. Oh, I run on the very off chance that there are Portland listeners for the podcast.
There are at least three of them here right now.
There's a bunch.
The first Saturday of every month, me and my assistant host, Noriko and Amanda Arnold, mm-hmm. run a show called Savages at Kickstand Comedy downtown Portland. So you can come check that out. Next one's on March 7th.
There
and
it is.
And then you guys screen the popular Oliver Stone, Taylor Kitsch movie, Savages, right after, correct?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Another one that fell flat, huh? Two?
How many I'm trying to remember it. What was that about?
Masks with Dave, the Dead paintings on it.
They shared Blake Lively in the movie, and then these like Colombian, well, these South American drug lords kidnap her, and then these two white dudes go and just like end the cartel.
Oh, no.
And one of them's Taylor Kitsch.
Just that thing that would happen.
One of them's Tim Riggins.
Ask Tim Riggins.
Yeah. He's always got a long cold beer in his hand.
Go to see Savages. Fuck with Adam Posse in general.
Yeah, it's the best multi-host show in the city.
That's not true.
Oh,
that's not true at all.
Oh, here comes a dissenting opinion.
It's from not
Shane
true
Brendan,
at all.
Also in the comedy club.
Yes,
what are your
sir.
Socials again?
At Shane Brendan, all there across platforms, baby.
We do
S-H-A-I-N.
The right way. Torres, take a fucking long walk up a short pier.
Read a fucking book, Shane Torres.
Will you give me a Laker Girls, please? Your voice is amazing.
I can't top what you already do,
well,
man.
Well, I didn't ask you. Nobody can. What are we doing? No, I didn't ask you to do that.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Laker Girl.
That's pretty good.
It's so sexy.
Y'all.
Yeah.
Laker Girl.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yo.
Lager girl.
Well, see, when you do it, it doesn't make me warm up. Doesn't make me feel good.
You know who was in Savages?
Taylor the Laker girl.
Laker girl.
It feels worse making these stupid jokes in front of my family.
You just see the approval rating go down.
Lisa's laughing, you know what I mean? But over here, I'm getting...
Well, the worst part is the lack of poker face coming from that direction. Yeah. Just really hard.
You'll get like a half an eyebrow, you know what I mean? And like, I hate it because that's what I do.
Oh, that rules.
What's your multi-host show?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for asking.
It's I know what it is, but I'm setting you up to talk about it.
It's actually called Dough.
Yep. Huh.
Every Wednesday night, 9:30 at Mississippi Pizza Pub. Adam used to be one of my co-hosts for the show.
Right.
No, but he couldn't hack it anymore. It's a great minor league team for me to have come from before I started a better show.
Yeah.
Got called up from Rochester.
I fucking hate it. He's a Seattle comic. I don't even know why the fuck he's here right now.
He what?
My name is Ian Carmel. Ian Carmel on Twitter and Ian Carmel on Instagram.
What do you got coming
up? And Ian Carmel on Jewish Hertz Rent-A-Car app.
Yeah.
What do I have?
Hertzowitz.
Hertzowitz. Yeah. Hertzel. What do I have coming up? Come to the AFE shows in Texas, of course.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Go to Faded on Fridays.
I excite.
Buy the buck stops here.
Boom.
Yeah. Comes with a flask sometimes.
Yeah, buy my album and go to the show, please.
What else is there? Watch the Late Late Show with James Corden. Keep an eye out for Game On. We are gathered here today in beautiful Helium Comedy Club in scenic southeast Portland, Oregon. The jewel of the Pacific Northwest, top of the food chain, where champions are born. To draft a topic that is melancholy, but I think will lead to happy remembrances.
Yeah.
Deaths of celebrities that personally affected us.
I mean, we didn't have to like know them or anything, but it had to be like something that hit you a little
bit. Yeah.
I only picked ones that I knew.
Right. Yeah. But that's going to be you. He's a well-connected guy.
Yeah.
Adam's a well-connected guy.
A lot of my uncles used to rap.
Yeah.
I'm not connected at all.
But you are crossed.
I'm just a nice boy from South Dakota.
You're very nice.
Came to the big city. I thought this was New York when I moved here. Everybody kept telling me the whole way through Montana, New York's that way. And I got here and I was like, oh, I'm going to make it.
They lie. The way we determine the order of the draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors, played between the three of you.
Shit
then we
heads.
Throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh,
damn it, Shane wins.
Damn right.
One for one.
Damn, one for one. There you go.
Now, as the winner of rock, paper, scissors, is it incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft?
Okay.
But before you do that, I would love to remind you that it is a serpentine draft.
Oh, what exactly is that?
That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
Serpentine draft. Let's say that you are in a boxing ring. Okay, and you're boxing, and then you start to kind of float like a butterfly, and you're floating like a butterfly, and then you hop over and you sting like a bee.
I'm so angry.
Real quick. And then you want to go float like a butterfly again, but you don't.
Right.
Before you do it, you sting like a bee real quick.
Okay, so
and then you hop back
up.
Over and you're kind of floating like a butterfly.
Right. Right.
Like, damn, it was kind of fun when I stung like a bee, but you don't want to hop back in too quick.
Right.
So you keep floating like a butterfly, and then you hop over, sting like a bee.
Mm.
And then you just kind of, you just do that until you knock out everyone you've ever met.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Other than that being very confusing, I just realized that your jab is weak as
weak
shit.
Jab,
a lot of people can't see it. You're just doing an act out. But, you know, I'm in a boxing gym now.
Easy to say with some glasses and two mics between us, huh?
I can help you out, man.
I don't care how much Portland Trailblazer gear you got on. I'll put blood all over that ice cream you keep talking.
Keep your hands off the blazer.
Shane,
all right,
you can punch him. Nice guy. I won't. I'll dot your I's and cross your T's.
Now, you won the rock, paper, scissors. What is the order of today's draft going to be? Oh, by the way, serpentine means if you pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second.
I think they gathered that. Shout out to whoever on Twitter gave me that idea, by the way. It's a real fun one. I forgot the Twitter handle.
Well, now you're getting the submissions for it.
Well, I asked the other night when...
There it is.
It's the easiest thing, and I still source it out.
You've done 170 of them at this point. You know.
I'm only a fan of that person that they specifically instructed you to act it out the way you did, because that's what saved it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, the float. Give me a little sting.
I watched
sting.
Like sting like me.
Always good in audio medium.
Hold on. And then sometimes you just walk up and you dab real quick. You
stab. Oh, I'm glad I got to see it in real life.
The step dab's return. Now it's happening in Portland.
Was that soup can that fought Tyson? Was it Pete McNeely?
There were a couple. I don't know.
Well, it was this dude from New Jersey, but he was talking. He's like, if you don't have respect for me and getting in the ring with him, then you got a big dump in your shorts. I felt so bad for him because I'm like, man, you sound terrible.
You got a big dump on your shorts. Gross. Yeah. That's not even fun shit, though. It's kind of fun, I guess. Shane, what would you want to be?
Let's go Posse.
Oop.
Me, Sean, Ian.
Hot corner.
Hot corner.
There it is,
hot.
Baby.
There you go.
The corner is hot. The Scoot. Black is hot. The black is hot. All right, Adam, you have the first pick in the celebrity death that affected you personally, All Fantasy Everything Draft. Before we get to your pick, let's take a short break.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Policy Genius. Now, something you can really do for your family this spring, something you want to do. Sure, you want to go get in shape. You want to learn how to do the splits. You know, you got to redo the bathroom. One thing you can do, that's all me, by the way. I want to learn how to do the splits. Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance just means that you have a peace of mind. So if something's going to happen to you, if it were to happen to you, your family can cover the expenses while getting back on their feet. That's what life insurance is for. And luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top life insurance companies and their team of licensed experts. They're on hand just to kind of talk you through it. So I have life insurance through no effort of my own. My wife did everything as she does, but I was sort of on the sidelines of the project, and it was such a hard thing she had to do. She had to go through and compare everything, find all the quotes herself, but it helps me sleep tremendously, especially now that we have a kid. Also, it's a bummer to talk about, but once you get it out of the way, you don't have to talk about it again. And that's where Policy Genius comes in. They make it the easiest and quickest possible situation you can have. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents, technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers. Just a few clicks, you're going to find the lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams, which, you know, I've always wanted to avoid unnecessary medical exams. Nothing new for your boy. So if that sounds like something you're into, Policy Genius can get it done. They also work for you, not the insurers. That means they don't have some sort of quota they got to meet. They're not hitting like bonus numbers or anything. They just want you to get the best quote possible and the best insurance for you. So they're out for you, not the insurance companies, which, holla at your boy. That's what we're looking for. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Wondery. The early 2000s was a breeding ground for bad reality competition series from shows like Kid Nation, CBS's weird, like Lord of the Flies style social experiment that took 40 kids to live by themselves in a ghost town. Sounds insane. To The Swan, a horrifying concept where women spent months undergoing a physical transformation and then were made to compete in a beauty pageant. Also sounds insane. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Recently, The Big Flop looked at The Swan, a competition show between women who were hoping to transform their physical appearance. The problem, the women were isolated for weeks, berated, operated on, and then were ranked by a panel of judges. Unsurprisingly, it led to trauma for the contestants and terrible reviews. Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. A huge one for me, you know, just people-pleasing. And it's, you say it like it's a bad thing. It's just something that you need to get under control. All of these stressors, you know, you keep them bottled up. It starts to affect you negatively. Everybody. You don't have to feel weird if this stuff affects you. It affects everybody. And there's people, again, myself included, who walk around trying to front like it doesn't, but it does. It always does. It always has. And therapy is a safe place to just get things off your chest. You need to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down, all those problems. Even if you just want to vent or kvetch about somebody, go to therapy. Get them new ears on it. You know what I'm talking about? Get it somebody, who are they going to leak it to? They're not going to tell your homies. Go let them know. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, how to do all those things that make you be a better you. As hokey as that sounds, that is what we are all going for. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. All right? Give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's convenient, flexible, and it's also suited to your schedule, all right? You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the cut of your therapist's jib, as it were, go on and switch. BetterHelp has got your back. They want it to work just like you do. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P Patreon.com/allfantasy.
Yeah, we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything.
Isn't it always funny?
Oh, God.
Your one-stop shop for, I don't know, fantasy drafting things that aren't sports, mm-hmm. often duplicated, but never dominated.
Dominate you, dude.
Rarely player-hated.
Often reciprocated.
Often reciprocated. Mm.
Never constipated.
Never constipated.
Emmy-winning.
Emmy-winning podcast. The first Emmy-winning podcast. Adam, what will your first pick be?
This one, so in the last... couple years of my life, celebrity just haven't affected me as much because I've unfortunately lost people close to me, and it kind of takes the edge off of those.
Yeah.
So this one surprised me a lot how hard it hit me when Anthony Bourdain died.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's a good pick.
Yeah, that was for sure on the list.
And I was shocked with how bad it messed me up. And I think it came from just kind of admiration for the life that he was allowed to live.
Man, he really did. Like, who was doing it better than Anthony Bourdain?
He figured it out.
Yeah.
That's where they're like, that's the truest, like, hey, if you didn't have to work, what would you do for fun? He's like, oh, I'd probably do what I do.
Yeah.
That's one of the dudes who nailed it.
Just a cool, slick motherfucker, too.
He was slick.
Seems like a cool dude to sit around and eat weird shit and talk to about.
No one's ever called me slick.
Just a cool,
be awesome.
I bet somebody's like, called you slick, but in a bad way. Is that right?
They're slick?
Yeah. Something like that.
Right, slick?
When I get nervous on a date and someone's like, easy, slick, you're sweating. Why are you sweating so hard? We're not going to have sex. No? Don't even let it.
My girl's calling you slick?
Plus the brakes are slick.
There was this dude, an open micer at Feeder going up.
Check this out.
There was this, I don't know, micer, but he was a featured at Nitwits in Sioux Falls.
I grab my phone where my list is.
Okay. Yeah. He would sweat like crazy when he went up. And I walked up to him and I was like, hey, man, listen up. We're getting real slick and tired of you. and he was so nervous because I was just a door guy. I had no authority, but I was like, this will be hilarious. So I go, hey, come here, listen up. We're getting real slick and tired of you going over. You sweat like 5 minutes over your set each time. he didn't even get it. And he's looking at me like, I'm so sorry. And I go, dude, I just said slick and tired.
Slick and tired.
Because you're sweating
slick
a bunch.
And tired.
Yeah, dude, listen up.
You're a slick fella, too. Pretty slick.
I appreciate it. If there's any slickness, it's my lack of slickness, you know?
I heard you were down with the slickness.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait. What was that?
That was bad. It was bad.
Come on.
Wah. I can't do the.
That was real.
That was not. The ooh is good, though. It's like the right.
My ooh is good.
Wah. That's pretty good.
That was
pretty
good. Probably the closest to the end part going right.
Yeah.
That sounded like their farewell tour, but yeah.
This is bad.
Sounds like you're trying to get like a lawnmower to start a little bit. Oh, damn it.
Thought I had it.
I can't do that. No.
Dad, that's from the song Down with the Sickness. He's an attorney. Went to 7 years of college and he's sitting here, child of immigrants.
This is what my kid does?
Yeah.
This is what he does? People like this?
But this is great because it's a look of love he's getting, man.
Yeah.
He's just like, look at my boy shine.
There's some other stuff in there. The love is the stock, but there are some.
It is funny. Like, Laura's mom will listen to an episode here and there, and I'm like, I don't know. It's hard to be like, that's what I do.
This is one of them. Hello. Anthony Bourdain, man, he was just a cool motherfucker. Kind of like that New York cool.
Mm-hmm.
Overcame a lot, man. That was so sad. Took his own life in France.
Yeah.
You know, which is one of the sadder places to do that.
Who won the fight, Anthony Bourdain or Chef Gordon Ramsay?
Oh.
Bourdain.
Ramsay's an
athlete.
I
think he's all puff.
Nah, dude.
He's got some words, man. He makes people cry. Just over scallops, baby.
Words?
Over scallops.
What are some
sticks and stones, you know what I mean?
He was a soccer player for a long time, so if he starts kicking, if he starts working those legs.
I wish you guys could see what he is.
Starts kicking,
what he thinks kicks look like.
If he's mixing some kicks in, if you're going to do kicks with your hand, that's how you do it. All right?
He starts kicking.
Yeah, but Bourdain ran the streets of New York using drugs and shit. I think he's really got some grime on him.
Yeah, that's true. He probably did get into some grimy situations.
Didn't he have a heroin problem for a while?
He did. Yeah.
Hard life, man.
Speaking of
a heroin problem, I call it a solution. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There it is.
The problem was the friggin' world. Is this workaday world, dude?
The problem is the world's not doing heroin.
It was crazy going to, like, I saw him at the Emmys once. The very first Emmys I got to go to. like at an after party. He was just walking around and he just wore a suit better than everyone else there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just wearing the fuck out of that suit.
A slick suit, too.
Slick suit.
Oh, look at that slick boy.
And then after he passed for like two consecutive Emmys, they like kept sweeping. They just kept winning every award they were up for.
That's awesome.
And you would go see people like up there and talk about him who had worked with him, people from his team, and like
right.
2 years later could still tell how affected they were by it. It was like a very genuine emotion coming off these people.
He was bigger than what his profession is, because I know he had the show like Parts Unknown or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
I know he's a traveling renowned chef, but I don't even fuck with that stuff, and I still knew who Anthony Bourdain was,
right?
And I knew, I was like, he seems like a cool motherfucker.
That was what's dope about his career, though. He started off doing like food shows, and it just turned into whatever the fuck I want this show to be.
Yeah.
Shows.
Better right. question: who won in a fight, okay. Guy Fieri or Anthony Bourdain?
You gotta ask Shane Torres.
Bourdain. Yeah. I don't think.
Bourdain over Guy Fieri?
I don't think Guy's bringing much heat.
Flavortown,
taking it right to Flavortown, dude.
Maybe, though. Maybe.
I don't know. NorCal Deuce Bro, though?
Good? NorCal. I mean, they're NorCal folks are grimy.
Don't fuck with him, dude. He's from NorCal.
NorCal, bro.
Nathaniel?
NorCal, bro.
Renowned Nathaniel Guy Fieri?
NorCal, dude.
I'm from Redondo. San Bernardino.
Walk on, Terradondo. Shane, have you a first pick?
Oh, well, when Sean told me what the category was, mm-hmm. my first thought was like, how do I keep this from being a bummer?
Right.
So I wanted to, man, I got some ones on here that are a real bummer to me because it makes me really sad.
Yeah.
But I got to start off with a brighter note, a real star that burnt out too quickly.
Don't. Are you going to take?
And right. it's going to be.
Don't.
Harambe, man.
Oh, okay.
Yo, crush the gorilla?
Me. Damn. Crush me, bro.
Ooh.
Crush me. Fuck that kid. See, it wasn't his fault.
See, it's tricky. It's tricky. Because that was such a good pick.
Celebrity.
Yeah. And I want to praise you, but it's still a death. But that was, you did the David thing.
R.I.P.
I'm like,
to the
damn,
homie, man.
That was awesome. A really good pick.
R.I.P. Yeah. to the homie.
For those of you who don't, it was at the Cincinnati Zoo,
mm-hmm.
in no less than Cincinnati, Ohio,
mm-hmm.
and a child crawled into a gorilla like enclave, right?
Yeah.
At the zoo, mm-hmm. the zoological
and
garden.
Some bad stuff happened to the
yeah.
kid. And
mm-hmm. So they had to kill Harambe. They was he holding Harambe. The kid, or if I just sort
he,
of like...
He wasn't even messing with the kid.
Yeah.
He was next to him, though.
He was next
saw
to him.
The kid. Could have went real bad.
Harambe pulled a gun.
He pulled out a gun.
Yeah. The gorilla pulled
he was
a gun.
Reaching for his wallet. That's what it was.
Get her down here now. Get her down here.
They just killed that gorilla. It made me sad. It really did. It got me a little harder than expected, too, because I found out about it. I was like, why'd they do that to him, man?
Shane was double sad because he loves when children get mauled by animals. Yeah.
It's what most of my material is about, baby.
It's like an unmauled child and a dead gorilla? Why?
How do you think the cop, like, who killed Harambe or whatever, like...
That would be
sad?
So... Dog, yes. I mean...
You know you're getting made fun of back at the station.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
We got fucking a gunslinger over here.
He didn't seem that
tall.
Crip walked after he shot the gorilla. It was
Earl's got a body on him.
Oh,
well, kind of, yeah.
Me and Noriko out. Shout out to Noriko, Portland
to
comic.
Noriko.
We were doing the posse. We were out there. It was we were doing Tree Fort in Boise last year.
Well, we don't talk about that. We talk about that city, that state.
We were.
All right.
It does. Okay.
All right.
There must be a different Boise.
No.
Like
no,
the Boise back in town. That's not my Thin Lizzy.
No.
Thin Lizzy.
I was with my boys. You see,
yeah,
hanging out some forts. Anyway, there was a
no. Shout out to
the Boise back in town.
my former girlfriend and dear friend Emma Arnold, who helps run that festival.
Runs a great fest.
Emma's dope.
Up in the artist, green room area or whatever.
You
know,
snuck up there,
all the food and all that. Yeah, I got up there, baby. I got out there. There was a video game up there called Harambe, where you played Harambe,
damn.
And kids would jump down into your enclave.
Whoa.
And you had to avoid touching them, or else these snipers would try to take
what
you out.
In the world?
And me and Noriko spent like an hour just playing that game, and we couldn't believe that this was a real game.
Reverse Donkey Kong.
It was great. It was
Harambe crazy. Really did take the internet by storm.
Yeah, man.
I mean, yeah, way. It's a fucking it was a tragic thing.
Yeah.
Gone too soon, man.
Gone too soon.
R.I.P. the homie.
Sean Jordan, not too soon for your pick. Segway.
All right. I'm going to pick one that I think she just had so much more to give.
Mm.
She was so talented, taken so early. I'm going to pick Aaliyah.
Aaliyah!
Ooh, that was on my list, man.
Yeah.
Think about that one. Yeah.
Because Aaliyah had a few songs that I absolutely just loved.
Ah.
And,
that one? Yeah.
Yeah, I thought she was taken way too soon.
In the Bahamas, man.
It was an extremely unfortunate situation.
Yeah.
Plane crash in the Bahamas.
Nick Harris just walked in and terrified me.
I felt the wind of sexiness just go. I had to see what was going on.
Would it get hotter in here? What's going on?
Hottest comedy club.
It got hotter
in the game.
And colder at the same time.
Thank you for letting us do this, Nick.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. Shout out to Nick Harris. Are you general manager? What are we?
The
general manager.
The general
Morey of Helium Comedy Club Portland.
AKA DJ Dick Thighs Taupe Lightning Two Steps.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard two of those words.
Nick makes playlists for every show, mm-hmm. and they always have themes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think I've heard Aaliyah on there before. But yeah, like.
Followed it back in.
She just had some. There was Back and Forth, which I remember was one of the first songs where I'm like, ooh, I kind of like R&B, maybe. Uh-huh. I think I was like fourth, fifth grade.
Yeah.
And then you get into the other stuff. Like, what was the song that was on Romeo Must Die? The Timberland?
Yeah, both of those were. Back in One Piece.
Because she was up in there, like, with Missy and Timberland. Like, mm-hmm. she was in that of that ilk of Timberland that we're going to, like, pop. And then gone.
Just ratting those music videos with like the weird like the wow, what would you even call those? Not pigtails is not the right word.
Like a bunch of crazy hair with a falcon on her arm dancing in cargo pants.
I remember her look back in the day. It was like she'd have Joe boxers on, huge Levi's silver tabs that were sagging like down to her knees.
A vest, like a leather vest.
Uh-huh. Like a sports bra, a bandana with some Lokes on. I'm like, that girl could kill me.
Ian Carmel.
Yeah. What Ian is wearing right now is what you're saying.
I also have the falcon on my arm.
I remember girls back. Yeah, she was popping right when I was like around in junior high, and most of the girls I went to school with would start try to dress like her.
Dude,
man.
Just seeing a lot of girls in big baggy cross colors.
That's happening less in Beaverton.
No, I thought it would be a lot in Sioux Falls.
I'll tell you that.
More of a tigered move.
I think she was going to be a good actress too. Like, I think
that
she
vampire
had,
movie.
She had some stuff. Queen of the Damned.
Queen of the Damned.
She had some stuff to throw out.
Queen of the Damned.
Sorry.
Queen of the Damned. Dude, that's the next Fast and the Furious.
mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Aaliyah.
So that one hit you in the stomach when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, She's bad, dude.
I mean, I hope this doesn't come off. Everyone hits you in the stomach.
Of course.
But some of them just hit you a little differently because for whatever reason you have invested in that person. And for me, Aaliyah, I was just like, man.
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
Yeah. My first pick.
Yeah, what do we got?
Mac Miller, dude.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was.
I thought I would be able to get that.
We'll talk about it more, but the closer people get to your age, it really gets scary because it's like, and I've said this before, like with drugs and things, it scares me because I could have seen myself going down a road like that. Right. Or something. And
he was
so
significantly younger than us and like knew people we knew. Like he was like buddies with like people we knew and stuff, you know?
He used to talk about how much of a nerdy, kind of was like a little nerdy kid. I still love all those old
Kool-Aid
songs.
Kool-Aid Frozen Pizza?
Like Knock Knock, I think it is.
I love Knock Knock.
Yeah, all those old ones, they're real good. And then he was, it's like they opened the door to the party and they were like, get in here. I don't know why we waited.
So good, yeah. That Red Dot Music song he does with Action Bronson is like amazing,
oh, shit.
Too.
This just slaps. I like
what
that.
Do they call him? Easy Mac with the cheesy raps?
Easy Mac with the cheesy rap, baby. Went to the same high school as Wiz Khalifa, man. They pumped out some legends out there. Yeah.
Pittsburgh.
Shout out to the Berg, baby.
Jew as well. So
is he now?
There's
you're Jewish, aren't you?
100% bar mitzvah and everything. 100% bar mitzvah and everything. 100% skip the bat mitzvah, but still very accomplished.
I just gave me a little like shut up, God.
He's thinking about Pock Pock right now and how angry he is that we're not there yet. All right, you give me the smallest nod. We'll keep it moving. So Mac Miller,
how angry
he's dead as hell, and I'm sad about it. It hurt.
Yeah, you got an eyebrow raise out of that one.
At least he's getting a doctorate, though, which in many ways is more Jewish than a bar mitzvah.
Boom. Old Mac, man.
But it really was sad. It was like, oh shit, he's younger than me. Oh shit, it was like drugs, like out of nowhere. He knew people we knew, and then also like had so much left to do.
So much to offer. That's the thing where he like
seemed to really love what he was doing and like where he was at creatively.
Have you listened to the latest album, the one that just dropped?
I haven't listened to it yet. Ooh, I have
man,
to.
Now, listening to it after.
I listened to it today.
After knowing that that was his last thing he was making, like a lot of the lyrics, that shit hits differently now. Because he went out of a. It was like bad drugs, right? Somebody had gave him some.
Yeah,
something like that.
It was like was it fentanyl? Is that what got him? Or it was like OxyContin?
It was one of those opiates. Something like that. But yeah, listen to it. It'll tug on you a little bit, man. Ugh, he goes deep.
Oof.
Yeah.
When he died, Ariana Grande shared that video of him back when they were dating. Oh, it's him trying to tell a story, and he catches her taping him, and they're just cute as shit. He's just, babe, and it's brutal.
Oh, man.
Rips it right out of you. And Pete Davidson.
And Pete Davidson.
And Pete Davidson.
That's my next pick. Shut the fuck up.
R.I.P. He's still alive, guys. Shut the
fuck up. Somebody yesterday said they were in our group there in South Dakota. Could not tell you how it came up, but they said something about it was crazy Michael Douglas died, and I'm like, no, he didn't. Because it was Kirk. And I was
don't
like,
fucking say any picks, dude.
Oh, sorry.
God.
But I was like, yeah, no, he's alive.
I'll throw a harpoon right through you, bro. You've seen me do it. My second pick. Taking Robin Williams, man.
God damn
it. Fucking.
Well, because that's another scary one, too. Like, he made it. He did what we are all trying to do.
Yeah.
And then you notice, you're like, damn, it must not. It's not everything's what you think it is. You know, grass is always greener type thing. I'll just throw a bunch of cliches at you. Tell me when to stop.
Let's hear it for a couple more.
You know, got to hit the ground running.
There it is. Mm-hmm.
Keep your head on a swivel.
There it is. Mm-hmm. Low center gravity.
You got to dig. Keep those feet moving.
Run through the finish line.
Fake it till you make it.
Pad level. No man wins.
Pad level. Dig Torres.
Robin Williams, man. I remember where I was at. I was working at Chelsea lately. It was within my first job. And it was one of those things where somebody's like, oh my God, Robin Williams died. And then you're like, no. And then you start looking around and everything. And oh shit, he died. No shit. And then all these people who had worked in comedy, you'd start talking to people. They'd all have stories about it. I went and did Todd Glass's podcast, a couple days later, and he had these stories about him and everything. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Ivan Carmel's friend, Todd Glass.
I'm scared to look.
Become butts.
I can see those energies mixing very well.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
But, man, Robin Williams really took the wind out of my sails.
That shit
sucked, crazy.
Man. Hell yeah.
You see the meme of Aladdin hugging the genie, and it says, you're free now, genie.
Yeah, that sucks.
Oh, my God. That so sucks. Manipulative emotionally.
Yeah.
Totally worked.
I was, I was probably a year or two into stand-up, and I was still in the military at the time, and one of my superior officers, he knew I was doing stand-up and all that stuff, just burst into my office. He's like, hey, man, Robin Williams just passed away. I was like, what? And he's like, do you want to talk about it? And I was just and it took me by surprise. I was like, I have work I need to be doing. And he's just like, you know what? Let's just go take an extended lunch.
Yeah.
And this was down in San Diego, and I used to work at the club, the La Jolla Comedy Store down there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went down there that night. And it's just blocks and blocks of people, candles and all that stuff. And inside, they canceled all the shows, and they were just showing Robin Williams movies just all night.
Man, that's awesome.
Just let it go. Just let it hang.
Some of his specials.
It was crazy, man.
Ugh. He used to drop in on little shows. That guy loved stand-up. He would do Meltdown. Uh-huh. He would drop in on shows around San Francisco all the time and stuff like that when he was one of the biggest movie stars in the world.
It just sucks, man, because, he was battling with depression and things like that too. And
I knew something like he had some disease too that was would have killed him slowly or something like
early
that.
Early signs of Alzheimer's, was it, or something?
Like that. Yeah.
That's a bummer. Man. That's a bummer.
God, Alzheimer's is a bummer. Terrifying.
Sean, give us a happy person who died too soon with your next question.
I was going to say, is it weird that I've never been in the military, but I also have superior officers? Is that, I coined a couple people as you're my superior officer.
No,
hey man, you salute, baby.
Only Ace Happy Ams is the superior. And the admiral, you're
Nick,
gonna be father.
The general,
He is the general. And
Nick's
the manager.
Nick's a superior officer for sure.
He's a superior boy.
Feel that man walk in.
Mm-hmm. Sean Jordan, time for your second pick.
Whitney Houston.
Ah,
ooh yeah,
that was another one. Again, just the music. I just loved everything she did musically, and I think there was more. I thought she was going to age well. Again, good actress. Just like an older Aaliyah that it just was gone. And again, drugs, terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
On a very short list of voices like that. Like that.
Oh, there aren't any other. It was so funny.
Steve Winwood. Have you heard about this?
Is this your...
Do you know who Steve Winwood is, Ivan?
I was going...
Where? Here? In Portland? Get...
I haven't said Steely Dan and Steve Winwood are playing in Portland.
What you meant to say is we are going to his concert.
Sean and Ivan are going to that concert.
I'm coming with.
Sean says he's a top five male vocalist.
I think Steve Winwood is a better singer than Frank Sinatra, and I don't give a shit.
He's 77 years old.
Sounds good.
Wasn't he? Isn't it the list? It's a top five white male
artist is
that's
the
what it's been turned into now.
Yeah, because yeah, yeah, I mean, like if you're not, that. Then you got to throw like Stevie Wonder and Otis Redding, who blow Steve Winwood out of the
neither
water.
One, okay. Neither of whom are black or white. Yeah, that's yeah. True.
Yeah. Justifiable.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I
so if you know top five white male vocalists, God, that's such a harsh, rough thing to say. There's no way you could say that where someone wouldn't like be like, "What the fuck did you say?"
Steve Winwood song again? You really like what's the
Higher Love? Valerie. There's
that. That's right. Yeah.
There's Mr. Fan. Dear Mr. Fantasy,
oh, yeah.
Play us a tune.
That was a jam.
Something to make us all happy.
What was that?
Who's furious that the Whitney Houston?
With slap of the bass.
You guys are going together.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
You think I won't go see Steely Dan? Yeah, have a couple tall cold beers? I sure will.
Ivan, Sean, and Todd Glass. Yeah, Steely Dan together.
Todd, the big this is your big friend. Come to Steve Winwood.
So somewhere what's David Bowie's so angry that you took Whitney Houston and now we're talking about Steve Winwood.
What the fuck?
He is. In
the world where that... how do you get from Whitney to Steve Winwood so quick?
I don't even want to talk to you right now. He's just mad, dude.
Yeah. That was just, I think there was a lot more gas in the tank, for sure.
It was
sure.
Right before the Grammys, too. It was wild,
yeah,
man. Yeah, like, right before. Ugh, yeah.
Yeah, Whitney,
like,
man.
She, there's this one national anthem that's like
the one the Super Bowl
she did?
The
one she did, like, years and years ago.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anyone do that, like, belt out that tune better than her.
That's the one everyone's trying to touch since it.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Also, it's Bobby Brown's fault, I think. He really just brought her down. I hate that guy.
I don't know. I think they're both. It was the 80s when they both blew up. I don't think anyone was not getting fucked up back then.
I just don't like Bobby Brown. Anyway, good pick.
Yeah,
solid pick. Solid pick.
Whitney, Shane, tell me your second pick.
You guys just ravished my list already. So let's see. I'm going to go with Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Bernie Mac. I was a huge fan. I'm like,
that show gets overlooked all the time. It's so good.
Great stand up comedian.
Such a great, yeah.
I mean, comic. One of probably the best set of anyone ever, right? It's, like, it's up there, anyways.
Oh, yeah.
That Def Comedy Jam set.
Are you scared of you, motherfuckers?
His own picture airbrushed on his jeans?
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
yeah.
God. What a flex. I gotta remember to do that, man.
Mr. 3000 is also not a bad baseball movie.
He's great.
I loved it.
Not
you
terrible.
Know how fun that would be to have, like, a Bernie Mac tribute night where we all airbrush our own face on some jeans?
That'd be a good time.
That'd be a good time.
Dude, his
role. We don't even have to do stand up. We go out back steakhouse with our own pictures.
I didn't even mention stand up. I'm just saying.
Wait, yeah. Now wait, are we wearing? Were we wearing the jeans with our faces on it, or wearing?
We'll go
other
one
people's?
To the left.
Yeah,
so yeah,
you have to wear
I'll
a friend's
wear
face.
Jeans with your face on them. Ian will wear jeans with my joggers. I want joggers. I want my face with joggers.
Joggers. Yeah,
you have to wear mesh shorts with Ian's face airbrushed on them.
I'm about it.
There you
have
go.
To wear Dickies with Posse's face on. Them.
Can I?
But I'm gonna.
That
I'm
like
gonna.
Bon
so
Dutch?
The front of your
Can
face with the crotch,
yeah.
And then the back of your head on my ass.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like
that's
legit.
A lot.
Yeah,
it's legit.
Dude,
his role in the Ocean's movies, he's always like, it's just
so
the funniest shit.
Frank Catton.
Just always getting his toes done, his nails done, always eating some, always talking about some wild, slick shit. I love that stuff, dude.
We need to get into more manicure, pedicure situations where
I
we wear Versace
almost
pajamas.
I got one at the Lloyd the other day. I was walking, I was like, what's stopping me from going into that place that has zero customers?
Yeah.
Just being like, can I please have a manicure?
How are you with people touching your feet, though?
Love
that's
it.
The only thing keeping me from doing it.
Love it.
I can't,
I'm here for
I
it.
I can't have someone touch my feet.
You're into it? I haven't come out into it? Yeah, I haven't come out into it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I got to.
So
if I can get past
we're going to have to go to Steve Winwood a little sooner so we can get Manny Petty's on the way. I hope you know how serious I am. If this works into my schedule, we are going to Steve Winwood. Type.
Yeah, well, you're not necessarily invited, though. I mean, I haven't asked
yeah,
like,
it's like,
I'll go to Steve Winwood. Maybe I'll bump into you.
He's over like, fuck, Sean's going to make me look like a dork at the Steve Winwood concert.
I would, too. Ivan, that's him. He's right. That's Steve Winwood. That's Steve fucking Winwood right there. Ivan, get where you get over here. All right, grab me one, too, then.
Me, Big Pharmaceutical, and the Carmed Forces are going to the Innings Festival or something in Phoenix in like 2 weeks, man, or a week from when this drops.
Sick.
Dave Matthews Band.
Ooh.
Portugal the Man.
Ooh.
Dr. Dog.
Weezer.
Oh, shit,
bang.
Weezer. Yo. Some other bands.
That sounds sick.
Weezer
I imagine
dank.
Someone like maybe like Joey Cora might be there.
Yeah.
You know, like
Jason
a name
Mraz.
Like that, right?
So like the other four Mr. of the top five white male vocalists.
Yeah, the other four. Yeah, the other four top white male vocalists.
top five, what were you saying? Top five white male Protestant.
Taxpaying. Just keeps getting smaller.
Soulman, his last movie. Soulman's a, I love that movie.
I don't know if I've seen that one. I gotta see
him and Sam,
I love the music in it. Is dope. Him
Sam
and,
Jackson.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll call him Sam. I just Sample assume Sammy. People are gonna know.
Yeah, there's a song like, I got a boogie for you. The music in that shit's dope. This is a good movie. Him and Samuel L. Jackson, funny as hell.
We Mac, top five male, white male vocalist of all time. Yeah, in my opinion,
faithful. Top five white male Protestant giving tax paying faithful.
Bucolic. Adam.
Ooh.
Adam, it's time for your second and third picks.
Oh, another recent one. Another one that messed me up, surprisingly, Nipsey Hussle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, fucked me up.
I never listened to it before that, and I never listened to him once.
He was about to blow up?
Yeah. I might have heard him like by accident, but I never, until he passed, well, I never listened to him.
It's crazy that his activism overshadowed his music so much, because he did so much for his community. He built a center that teaches kids stuff like how to, like technology and how to do business. It teaches them real life skills.
Open a business in his neighborhood.
His store was good for his community. That's how much it overshadowed. Because also his music was fucking dope.
Yeah,
and
sure
it's
is.
The third thing people bring up brought up after he died.
God, you want to talk about a slick Willy? That boy. When you're dope, when you're that dope at music, and it's not even the first thing that people mention.
Mm-hmm.
That's Slick Willie. Yeah. All
right. I was hoping we made it through that without going back to Slick Willie. That was a real Slick Willie, I say.
Slick Willie guy.
I go, chew your gum for you and give it right back. You know what I mean?
Back away. He filled out a bowler hat, he did.
The only one in a good mood during the Great Depression, that guy.
Nipsey Hussle, man. Yeah, and he still has that store, but like very about his community. Kind of the Ian Carmel of Los Angeles.
A lot of people say that. People are saying that.
Yeah. Similarly good looking dudes.
That's what. That's it. Yeah, the music's the third thing. The activism's the first thing. And you are the second thing people say.
I'm the second thing people bring up.
Nipsey Hussle. Yeah.
God, the Ian Carmel of Los Angeles died. It really fucked people up. Yeah, man, he was awesome. And like it really did feel like he was poised to, he was kind of in that your favorite rapper's favorite rapper.
He was about to do that mainstream break.
All the NBA players, really like that's there. What got him hyped, you know?
For Nipsey. Sure. Yeah.
Well, you know the thing he did with the mixtapes too, right?
No.
It's insane. He charged made him like a couple hundred bucks for his first mixtape, and then he charged $1,000 for his second mixtape.
Yeah, he made like 100 or something.
And Jay-Z bought 10 of them because he was like, that's dope.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man, that is dope.
It's the move, dude. Because think about it. If you know that you can do it, that's pretty sick.
You should do that with your next album, dude.
Yeah, sure.
The buck stops here.
It's going to be called Feelings,
you should
by
call
the way.
It the 10,000 buck starts here. Feelings?
Feelings.
Yep. Figured it out.
Are you on the cover in a turtleneck?
Maybe
you are.
Maybe
it's a mock turtleneck.
The first sentence in a book that I'm about to write. You know?
Feelings.
Yeah.
Mm. Rainbow letters.
I like that.
That was shocking, dude. Nipsey Hussle. Good pick, man. Your third pick?
My third pick.
It's a Serpentine draft.
Yeah, were you not paying attention? Yeah.
I'm sorry. I got lost in Sean's body movement.
They're going to come up in here and start making ruckus.
You just floated.
Too, so.
Yeah, you got Sting.
Bradley Nowell of Sublime.
Yeah!
Wow.
Man, hell yeah.
So that affected me long after it happened. Because when it happened, I didn't listen to Sublime at all yet.
Same for me.
I didn't know what happened until Santeria came out. And I was like, why is ghost
the religion
of him in the video?
Like, it is a cool video, but why are they doing that? Why is he not? Yeah.
And then I listened to, because that was the first Sublime song I ever heard, was Santeria.
Yeah.
Then I dove
deep
all the way in to the catalog.
I
love every, I've watched their live House of Blues performance, I bet 20 times in its entirety.
No, Sublime is what transitioned me from being a strictly rap music listener into other forms of music.
Me too.
Yeah.
100% Sublime and Weezer, if I have to give credit to someone.
Yeah. I got into Sublime because this man right here, my father in the room, got me a like it was for one of my birthdays. I was maybe 12. This was like early, and he got me Sublime, and I forget the other one. I think was Usher, and I didn't get as into Usher,
man.
Because you couldn't.
But that would have been a different thing.
What
a
weird gift,
fork
though.
In the road. There.
Wow.
We got Sublime over here and Usher over here. What kind of football player do you want to be?
Man, I'd have been a white DB if I got into Usher.
Wow.
What just telling every girl, like, hey, baby, I think I got a bed.
This podcast would just be called Fantasy.
Fantasy.
Yeah, man. Sublime did become one of those, like, it was like people who thought they were cool would make fun of other people.
A buddy of mine is a a comic, great comic, and a radio DJ down in San Diego, when he got word that it was going to be his last day, like they were going to fire him,
yeah,
he locked himself in the radio room and just played Sublime for like 4 hours.
Beautiful
and
maneuver.
Just had it going.
That is a beautiful
Every
maneuver.
Now and then he check in. He's like, "This is what you get. You're losing me. You're gonna hear this. You're gonna hear this.
Time to play real music. Yeah. Fine.
None of my siblings will listen to it at all because for two or maybe even 3 years, nothing but all the Sublime albums on constant rotation.
Yes, totally. Shane, time for your third pick.
I'm gonna go with a man that really just touched me in all the right ways.
I'm not that weird. I'm still here, man.
But, Steve Winwood's.
You know him from Love Actually. You know him from as Professor Snape.
Oh
damn.
You know him, you love him.
Yeah.
Alan Rickman, baby.
Alan Rickman.
Mr. Spotter. Now I have a machine gun too.
We wrote
just the tightness of your lips when you do that is.
You kind of have an Alan Rickman in Die Hard beard right now.
And just the way you're sitting, too, with the cross. Yeah.
You're putting out Alan Rickman in Die Hard vibes.
Or Robin Hood.
Or Robin Hood.
Thieves.
Mr. Takagi.
That's my favorite one.
Good, dude.
Mr. Takagi.
He was so sick, man. I mean,
That was another shocking one where it was like, Alan Rickman.
Yeah. It kept it close. Didn't really tell a lot of people, the press, that he had, like, it was some sort of health issues or whatever.
Yeah.
The Harry Potters were just sick. But, yeah, the first time I saw him was in Love Actually. Shout out. Love that movie.
Yeah.
So do I.
Just
a couple problematic storylines that could be used some updating, neither here nor there.
That's going to be in the reboot. You guys are going to do the Love Actually reboot,
that's
right?
That's right. Yeah. Well, I'm attached. Sean is still in talks.
You got to get paid. If you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for everything. You know
that's
what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, I like that. That's an Alan Rickman quote, right?
That was him. Yeah.
I'm sure that was a quote from somebody who was actually about to lose some serious shit.
I know why the caged bird sings, Mr. Potter.
Yeah, man. First name, and then man at the end of it, too. Hmm. Pretty interesting name structure. Sian, time for your third pick.
Third pick, I am going to go with... I'm going to say Paul Walker.
Oh!
That was
a
bad one. And it was another... Because I just seem like a good dude. And again, I hope this doesn't come across... Everybody seems fantastic, but if we're drafting this, I'm saying he seemed like a
even
good
Hitler. Interesting. Let's go.
Let's get out of here, Dad. Dad, let's go. Sean sucks.
No Winwood for you, sir.
Sean said he misses Hitler.
I did just kind of.
Paul Walker, dude.
Yeah, I was
Paul
thinking Walker. About
it was,
that.
It
man.
Was a bummer.
You know what was that good, like, non Fast and Furious Paul Walker movie? What was that one that he was in? That
Running
was,
Scared?
Running Scared.
That was dope.
That was a good movie.
I didn't know he made other movies.
Running Scared was like. Had a little bit of the town in it. A
little bit.
It was a fun. You don't remember the scene in Running Scared where they put someone's face down by a hockey goal, and then they just slap shot at the puck, and it like they
what the fuck?
They stop the shot like right before it hits his tooth, but you're like, wow, his teeth.
No. Shit.
Yeah, man.
That sounds dope.
He was in Varsity Blues.
Yes, he was.
Okay.
Yes, he was. Varsity Blues.
Yes, he was.
Bad guy and She's All That. Yeah. Hell of a villain in that movie.
He was.
Yeah. That man. Does that ever happen in real life? Have you ever known any situation where that has happened, where someone made like a foolish bet in high school, and then the girl found out about it, or the guy found out about it?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
No,
it doesn't happen.
Mm-mm. Probably.
No,
not.
That's why I left the show I used to do with Shane. I found out that I was the bet comic on that show.
I bet we can make Adam not suck one of these.
Days. I saw some minimum, man. I was like, hey, man, take the bun down, man. Let the hair out.
You used to come to the show. Why do you think we took the stage to kiss me every single time?
That's what it was.
That
man.
Was what we
That's
did.
What it was.
Under the Milky Twilight.
I almost put that on my list, and that was a tricky thing about this draft too, because I was thinking about it like now in the age when people pass, mm-hmm. they'll go and look at whatever bad shit that they did, back in their life. So it's just like I was like looking at my list. I'm like, how do I dance around some of this?
I know.
What do I do?
You don't have to.
He was dating like 18-year-old or what?
Yeah,
younger,
it was
maybe.
Like underage girls type stuff.
Yeah,
and I was just like, okay.
But it's still, that doesn't stop it from like when it happens. Because I didn't know that was the case when he died.
Yeah,
you know, I was still like, oh shit.
Yeah, well, I'm sure We'll definitely talk about another one. That
He died crashing a Porsche too, or something like that. Right?
I think it was like a charity. It was a charity event or something, and they like took a test drive.
His homie was speeding down the road, then boom, pole.
Yeah, man, sucked. Again, I think he had a lot more to give. Yeah. I mean,
didn't they put his brother? They used his brother in some scenes for
in the last one.
Yeah, and did that weird CGI thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was, drive two different ways. They kind of had it was weird to get emotional during a Fast and Furious movie.
But it worked. They got you there though, because you're like, damn. I don't know. It hit me a little bit. Dude, I love those movies. I've loved them since day one.
They're so good.
I love that first Fast and the Furious movie. Yeah. I love it. And then all the stuff, except Tokyo Drift. I'm not thrilled about Tokyo Drift.
Well, I like to think of like you and David as like the Tyrese and you know, Paul Walker of the modern day.
A lot of people say that. You
being Tyrese for the way that you lose it on social media. Yeah.
We were all, everybody was.
I consider myself the Michelle Rodriguez.
Oh, of course.
We're glad you're back.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Took some time
they're
away.
They're bringing Han back from the dead for this everybody's, one.
Everybody's back.
I love that actor.
John Cena's in it and stuff,
dude. John Cena's for sure.
John Cena, that movie.
It's called the Fast Saga. That's fucked.
Wow.
Yeah.
Expand the universe.
Time for my third and fourth picks. My third pick, I'm going to take Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, that was one. Again, it's like, I think what is about these, what's hitting me is I feel like they all had so much more to give.
Yeah.
And he was another one where it's like, God,
it was drugs for him, right?
Heroin, like, yeah.
Was it known that he had an issue with that? Because it completely blindsided me.
Me too. I think maybe like if you knew him, you knew kind of thing. But like, I wasn't like a public thing.
Or is that why he talks so slow?
It might be. He might have been like kind of like nodding off a little bit, like in the middle of conversations. Yeah, Philip Seymour Hoffman died just fucked me up, man.
Yep.
And again, it was like one of those out of nowhere ones.
Mm-hmm.
With my fourth pick, I'm going to take a more personal one.
Okay.
When, not everybody knows this guy, but when former Portland Trailblazer Jerome Kersey passed away.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
That was a fucking, that was like a big shock. Because he was like in his 50s and went in for like a knee surgery. And it was some like blood clot thing. And like, I this is kind of a cheat or whatever, but like, I had worked with him like on,
I got to meet him
every now and then. You got to meet him. We did a Portland State.
Mm-hmm.
He had been like a member of like my favorite basketball teams.
Mm-hmm.
When the Blazers would like practice at the Middleman Jewish Community Center, Jerome Kersey would be that, you know, you'd see these guys.
Yeah.
And, just one of the sweet, had become like an ambassador for the team. So if you went to a Blazer game, you'd see Jerome Kersey walking around every now and then,
mm-hmm.
just looking awesome, having the softest hands you've ever seen.
They were, dude.
I heard that. I heard about it.
And it was one of those moments where it was like, when you heard about it, you were like, no, what the fuck?
Yeah, my dad took that one hard, too. He's just like, oh, man, Jerome passed, blah, blah, blah. They're roughly the same age, and that's his favorite, one of his favorite Blazers.
Yeah.
That sucks.
God, Jerome. Rest the city wept. Jerome Kersey.
Oh,
the
yeah.
city did weep, man. It kind of fucking, that was a punch in the stomach. Sean, time for your fourth pick.
Tupac.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm. At the time.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like, he was easily my, like by far my favorite any sort of music at that time. And I remember too, because I remember it so well, because my dad, we saw it on MTV and my dad said, good. So I remember when it came out, they were like, Tupac passed away. And my dad was sitting on the couch and he's just like, good. And I was just like, dude,
that
so
explains why
out.
Fanny Shakur said it was good when your dad died.
I've been
wondering about that for years.
I'm surprised you commented on it at all.
Yeah,
I did. Well, was
I remember that was. I just remember it because I was like, I was super bummed. I was young. I was probably 13.
Yeah.
Or something, but and then we said that I was like, you monster.
Yeah.
Dude, you can't. How's your dude? Do that.
Yeah. Shit happened in high school.
Again, like. An amazing guy.
Tupac.
He was not, but. For at the time, if we're just like what hit you, it did hit me because I was like, oh my God, that was one of the first someone I was into past was like, they're gone. They're not going to be here anymore. No more music, no more none of that because they died. That happens.
I was never into Tupac when he was alive still. Not, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
when he was alive still.
It was that would have been an interesting, like.
The first CD I ever had was Yo MTV Raps Volume 4. And it had I Get Around on there. It was a CD. And it had to get around. And the second I heard it, I was like, Yo, MTV. God.
That
was MTV Raps Volume 4.
That was the first rap CD you had?
First CD ever that I had was Yo, MTV Raps Volume 4.
I had Cool in the Gang and a Weird Al Bad Hair Day tape. And my first CD was Aqua,
another can of birthday
and Jock Jams. Yeah, yeah.
those go together.
Shane, time for your fourth pick.
It's possible the last round may be a lightning round.
It's
I don't know.
Sure going to be a lightning round. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. 444, shout out to Jay-Z. Glad you're growing as a guy.
All right.
An adult.
Okay. Oh, shit. Here we go. Kobe Bryant, man.
Yeah.
Kobe
yeah.
hit me unexpectedly.
That's pretty much what spawned this idea, I think, was like that. And that hit everyone. I was just listening to a skateboard podcast, and that
they're talking
all
about
them there because they're like LA kids. But
yeah, I mean, I've been, Blazers all day.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. My team. But when I was in high school, it's like Kobe, this kid, 17-year-old, gets 18, gets drafted. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm like, oh shit, this guy's just a couple years older than me. Now he's in the league. I had like several Kobe Bryant Trapper Keepers.
Yeah.
All that stuff, like posters on the wall. I was a basketball fan. And like, he was just the guy I looked at. Like, it was inspiring as shit. Even though I didn't play ball, I was a baseball player, but it was just like still fucking Kobe, dude.
Man, it was so shocking.
I see Twitter. I'm staying out of all that shit. I see people having beef on social media. Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, like, I woke up and in a group chat, one of my buddies, shout out to Seth Johnson, Portland Comics.
What's up, Seth?
What's up, Seth?
Oh, yeah, shout out to Seth.
All the Seth heads out there. Shout out to St. John's. We're St. John's boys.
Seth
Amphetamines. That's a good one. But Seth texted me. It was just like, Kobe died. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I immediately go on Twitter. I go on Instagram. I'm looking at all this stuff. And I'm in the living room just sitting on the couch. My wife is in the office just working on stuff. And she looked over and just saw, I'm just staring at a TV that wasn't on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what are you okay? What's going on? I was like, Kobe Bryant just and his daughter and some other kids and the people just died in a helicopter crash.
Yeah.
And she, not a fan of basketball, she's like, she knows of Kobe and all that. She was like, oh my God. And then I sat there, and this is the part that fucking scared me a little bit, is how it hit me.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking shed some tears, man.
Me
I
too.
Think once yeah, I absolutely. Found out that it was also him and his daughter, Gigi.
Oh, that was in a whole other family. I mean,
yeah. Like, family and all that stuff.
It's just a horrible thing.
As you know, I'm a dad. I got a little girl.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I started just connecting shit. And then like this childhood person I looked up to and then just the way it happened. Yeah, dude, I shed some tears over it, man. And then I got shit from my buddies later on that night when we went to a bar because comics don't know how to be nice to each other.
Right.
Oh, you're afraid of our feelings. With some crybabies. So.
I cried when Kobe died too. I was very surprised by it. Like how much it affected me.
Yeah.
It was.
I was called a shot.
pointing
to the rafters, baby. He's like, that's a
perfect face.
I mean, if I were a lesser person, I would just make that pick then, because I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
But
it was fucking. It was it was just shocking, and like that. There are the sexual assault thing is a. Inextricable part of his legacy, the way many of the people who have been picked have had like problematic backgrounds and everything.
Except for Harambe. Clean
sheets.
Clean record.
Posse, time for your fourth and then final picks. And the final pick, we're going to do a little lightning rounds.
Boom. Quick. Yeah. Bang.
On account of this is an active comedy club.
The showroom.
I'm changing my original pick because this is getting bleak, and I'm changing one to one that didn't make me sad. It made me say, like, hell yeah, you did it.
Bleak.
Stanley.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
It did affect you personally, but in a good way. Yeah,
it's a bummer that he's gone. But when you look at like who Chris Harder in his 90s,
he smoked it to the filter for sure.
Created things that will live on pretty much for as long as there's media.
Yeah,
sure.
Stan Lee, that's a great pick, man. Yeah, when he went out, it was like, what do you think? Like Sean said, smoked it to the filter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He got it all done. I'm sure there was more he wanted to do, but he did a lot.
Yeah.
And that's really sad. That's a good call.
Also, pretty like dope move to make sure that you're. You have a small little part in each one of your movies.
Dude, what a
I did that too,
what a
man.
Nice, fun thing to do for yourself.
Just pop in.
Uh-huh.
You guys keep the check. I'm just here to hang out on set.
Yeah,
dude.
And your final pick.
Final pick. Little niche, but I'm a big fan of battle rap.
Yeah.
And
that's the rapper's name? Little niche.
Little niche.
Damn it.
Little niche.
I regret the Stanley pick. I wish I would have kept us all depressed and vulnerable. a rapper named Bender, a Canadian
Bender.
Dude who I enjoyed thoroughly as a battle rapper, but also made dope music as a part of Flight Distance.
I'm not familiar with either of those, but it sounds awesome.
He was dope. He was.
Bender sounds cool. And that group name sounds rad. Yeah,
I forgot you're like a multisyllabics,
just backpack hip hopper head. You're in that old. I have no words anymore.
You okay, buddy? Yeah.
I like you.
You sound like you're really good. Mad at him.
But
you're like old.
Fuck backpack.
what are a couple things people should check out?
Oh, he has his two best battles. One where he was on the losing end of one, a battle against Portland's own Illmaculate.
Oh yeah,
and that's a phenomenal battle. Another one where he just absolutely destroys a guy who actually chokes his rounds. A guy named Sid Vicious, spelled SYD Vicious. And then Flight Distance's first album, Bad Information. All killer things you can find with Bender on him.
Shane, your final pick.
My final pick. This one, this is a deep cut, but I think it affected everyone in this room when you saw it. She had a small role in a very big movie, and that movie was called Up, and her name is Elle, and she is the wife of the old man that dies right in the beginning.
Oh, wow.
It makes you cry 30 seconds into the goddamn movie.
Wow. How that made it into... people give you shit for crying at a Disney movie. You're like, that is sadder than Beaches, movie.
That shit.
The beginning to that movie, you're like... This is so depressing.
You know, the first time you watch it, you're like, hell yeah, Pixar movie. Then 10 minutes later, you're like, no!
And the whole process.
Why even fall in love?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Just takes a belt Pixar. To the crowd right off the bat.
This will get sad later, but I'll be all right by then. Man.
I took my kid to go see that. She just looked up at me, crying already. She's like, why did you bring me here? I was like, I'm sorry. I'm a terrible parent. She cried for the first 5 minutes because of that shit, man.
Oh, man, that's so funny.
That movie's the reason people go to every Pixar movie. Like, all right, motherfucker.
I just show up late.
Come on, 10
show
minutes.
Show up late to a Pixar movie. Save yourself. Show up late.
Don't listen to the lunatic sitting next to me. Show up on time.
Sean, time for your final pick.
I'm just going to honor skateboarding. There's three skateboarders that I can think of that were prominent skaters that passed away. I'm going to pick Phil Shao. He was like the first pro skateboarder that I had ever heard of passing away. And then two honorable mentions for Van Wastel and Ben Reimers. So three skateboarders.
Phil
Shao? Phil
Shao.
S-H-A-O.
Oh, yeah. S-H-A-O.
But yeah, I remember when, because he was the first skateboarder that like died that I ever heard about.
Yeah.
So it was one of those things where you're like, damn, I guess it happens. Everybody dies. You know?
Yeah, everybody
dies.
And that
was one of those things where I'm like, he was good. He was young. You're just like, what the hell happened to this guy? So it was just one of those things when a skateboarder died. So I want to pay him a little tribute.
Very nice.
Shout out to the homies.
There was a few others. But
the final pick, I'm calling in a ringer.
Yeah, you are.
I'm calling in Ivan M. Carmel to make the pick. We'll just pass him the microphone.
Yeah. Oh, here, I'll just give him mine. Hold on.
There we go.
You know who Esor Danielovich is?
Who's Esor Danielovich?
Kirk Douglas.
His real name? Esor Danielovich?
And then he went by Izzy Demsky.
Wait, who were we talking about?
So he had Kirk three Douglas. Names.
Oh.
So Kirk he Douglas. Went from Esor Danielovich to Izzy Demsky to Kirk Douglas.
Is he Jewish? Was he one of ours?
Yeah. Thumbs up. Thumbs up.
Yeah, dog, Spartacus.
Your dad's making the same face I made when Stan Lee died. It's like, we did it, you know? So.
And why I was shocked?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was still alive.
He was 103, right? He was 103 years old.
He was 103 years old. And then I took a look at a picture of him at 103.
Yeah.
And that shocked me, too.
He did look. He looked like he was made out of paper mache at that point.
Then I realized two other shocking things. A, I was unlikely to live till 103. And B, I didn't want to if that's what I was going to look like.
Solid. Solid.
And he's passing the mic back.
Mic drop.
I've been cashed out Carmel.
You know what's funny is I did not know that's who that was.
Top five feature.
When he flashed the phone?
No, I thought it was, draft's over.
Who did you think it was?
I thought it was Paul
Newman. Oh, my.
I thought it was Sinatra.
I thought it was Paul Newman. I was like, dude, I'll talk about the Hustler all day.
He just died.
Kurt Douglas, baby.
Yeah. We're listening to Dear Mr. Fantasy.
Is this Steve Winwood?
This is Steve Winwood here.
Put the mic up. I'll talk over it. So just to recap that, Kurt Douglas was their final pick.
That's the main play.
Rules, man.
Adam Posse, you went first. You took Anthony Bourdain, mm-hmm. Nipsey Hussle, mm-hmm. Bradley Nowell,
yes.
Stan Lee, and then Bender. Shane. You went second. You took Harambe, Bernie Mac, Alan Rickman, Kobe, Bean Bryant, and then L from Up. Sion Jordan, you took Aaliyah, Whitney Houston, Paul Walker, Tupac Shakur, and then Phil Schau.
That's a weird party.
I went last and I took Mac Miller, Robin Williams, Phil Seymour Hoffman, Jerome Kersey, and then Kirk Douglas. What was his writ? What was his? Isor Danielovich.
Isor Danielovich.
Spartacus. Isor Danielovich.
Strong name.
Amazing list. It's weird to say leaving people on board because a lot of these deaths affect us. But one person I just want to shout out is when Stephen Brody Stevens passed.
Yes, that was one of my backers.
That was definitely affecting me personally. That's somebody a lot of us knew, and like he'd been the warm up on Chelsea lately, and like it was a bummer when he passed. It was a real big bummer. Yeah,
here's what I'll say.
Amy Winehouse was another one.
I heard this on the radio. Give your loved ones the flowers when they're alive. Yeah. Tell people you love them when they're alive. You never know how long you have, and enjoy it. Enjoy life. Try not to stress over all the little things. I'm working on this myself. Yeah. Like all the little stuff. Enjoy everything as much as you can. If you're in trouble, if you need to talk to someone, talk to someone. Hit us up. I've had quite a few people send me messages about how this got them through some stuff. Send those messages if you got to send them. They'll all get responded to. Just try to be happy and do the best you can, you know?
True care, truth brings, dude.
So, talk to me. Yeah. I'll talk to
if
you.
If I got through that, I'll get through the vows. Right?
Absolutely not.
I'm just trying to do shit.
You're going to be crying hard, dude.
Hard cry.
I'm going to be standing there fucking crip walking, clowning on you. It's going to be amazing.
Laura's going to be like, shut up, you're embarrassing me.
I left Heath Ledger.
Yeah,
that
was just such a shocking one.
Yeah, man. Best Joker, in my opinion. I'll fight you.
Jack
I'll fight you.
Was the best Joker.
Okay.
Right. Jack the one I changed to Stan Lee from was Judy Garland.
Oh, sure.
Just because it's always put a knot in my stomach what she went through as a kid. That's always messed me up.
If you want Seth Amphetamines to make fun of you, too. Go to the bar a couple hours after they've been there and tell them that you're affected.
Oh, I'll plant that big head in the earth.
Easter Island shit. So we want to hear yours. Hit us up at All Fantasy Pod on Twitter. If you want to email us, it's allfantasypodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone on the All Fantasy Everything subreddit. Thank you for rocking with us. Extra big shout out to everyone on the AFE Patreon. Thank you for paying us a livable wage.
Shout out to Randall Lawrence. Thank you for the gear. Carnival Studios. Crannival. Is that right?
Carnival.
Carnival. Carnival Studios.
Oh, what is it?
Carnival.
Carnival
Studios here in Portland.
He's a podcaster. He's fantastic, dude. He's letting us use his stuff. And Jaron George, also, thank you for the mic cords. Shout out to Helium Comedy Club and Nick Harris.
Yes, over there. Shout out to Helium Comedy Club and Nick Harris. Shout out to super producer Marissa.
Patch is the best.
Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Carmel Squad.
Shout out to the Carmel Squad.
Thick, yes. Dude.
Shout out to Tyler. Shout out to Ivan. Shout out to Aliza Carmel. Shout out to Sue Carmel, so wherever she is.
There it is.
Shout out to Robert Blaylock. Let's get the whole family in here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Robert Bear Blaylock. Shout out to Jessica Blaylock. You know? Man.
I am going to have a messy hair contest with Bear, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Shout out to Danielle Carmel. You know? I don't think she listens, but cuts. Shout out to her anyway.
Some cuts.
Shout out to her late dog, Mango.
Shout out to Steely Dan.
Shout out to Steely Dan.
Shout out to Steve Winwood. Shout out to Mungo Jerry.
Shout out to Mungo Jerry.
Like Mungo, so.
Yeah.
Shout out hard.
God.
Shout out to Todd Black.
Mr. Fantasy. Shout out to Mr. Fantasy.
Shout out to Mr. Fantasy.
Shout out to Traffic. Shout out to the Spencer.
Oh, yeah, you'll play us out. So
shout out to Spencer Davis Group.
Sure.
That was Steve Winwood.
And more important than all of that, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything. Shaklackity. Top five.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.